guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite podcast, the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast, where we prepare you for the trading day. Well, all I can say is that so much has happened over the last 24 hours that it's really hard to catch up these days. Hard to keep track of all the happenings. The biggest one, of course, is the fact that we now have a new RBI governor. Shaktikanta Das has been appointed as the RBI governor for the next 3 years after Urjit Patel's sudden resignation. And that removes the uncertainty out of the way. So there's an expectation today that PSU banks could rally because the new governor might relax the PCA norms, the prompt corrective action norms. And a lot of brokerages believe that the government's prompt decision to announce an RBI governor displays maturity in handling the tough situation. So, well, that one uncertainty is out of the way. However, there has been big selling by foreign investors in this market. FIIs net sold almost 2,400 crores in the market yesterday. In fact, a little over 2,400 crores. Domestic institutions bought 2,256 odd crores. So, there was some balancing act over there. But I think the FII sell figure is not going to go unnoticed. The fact that there is uncertainty with respect to the state elections, there will now be an overhang of the BJP setback up until the national elections. There could be a fragmented coalition at the front by the end of the of 2019, and all of that uncertainty could weigh on the market, and that's what we're seeing play out. That's why there's some amount of hesitance from the FII community. Even global markets have actually been quite volatile. I mean, the Dow closed 50 points lower, but after swinging more than 500 points in what was a really volatile day for the Dow. Apart from that, Brent crude has once again risen marginally. So, you know, it's back above that $60 a barrel mark. However, with now the state election news and the RBI governor news out of the way, perhaps you could see some buying from retail investors at the lower level. If you look at a couple of views, I'm just going to give you some brokerage views. HSBC has put out a note on the state elections where they say that the results have marked gains for the Congress and some setback for the BJP, but the state elections are not a perfect predictor of the national election outcome. Despite volatility ahead of the general elections, macro stability could be maintained. So all in all, you know, guys, every day is a new day for us here on the Lal Street. Yesterday, you would have made money if you had got long on the market. Today, it may not be the case. Longs may get trapped in the market just like shorts got trapped yesterday. So just be very nimble-footed. It's better to stay away perhaps from a volatile market like this until you get more clarity. It's December, it's the end of the year. Just take some time off from trading and investing and enjoy the holidays and, you know, travel perhaps. You don't need to trade in this volatile market every single day. Having said that, the SGX Nifty for now is indicating that the start could be slightly in the red. So let's brace ourselves for another roller coaster ride. On that note, thanks so much for tuning in. Do stay tuned in to CNBC TV 18 for all the market action.